Alright, and away we go. It is a Tuesday, March the 3rd, 2020, 14 minutes past the hour, 3-3-2020. How about that? 3-3-2020. Now, Scott Spears along with you here for the morning shift this morning, and here's where I am in my illness that I was telling you about yesterday. Today, I'm just about here. I saw myself come down the hallway. I saw myself get off the elevator. I saw myself sit down in the chair. But, you know, I'm not really sure if I'm here today. Now, speaking into this microphone right now, I have to believe that I am here. But the jury's out as the morning will go along. Because here's what happened. Now, yesterday, I told you I really had no symptoms of any cold or flu or anything like that. I just kind of felt run down and kind of felt tired. Well, that pretty well stayed with me all day yesterday and never really went away. And then I had the NyQuil episode from Sunday night where there was nothing really in my medicine cabinet, so I took some NyQuil and I slept really much later than I normally do. So yesterday, I wasn't feeling great, but I was feeling okay. You know, I kept up with the daily activities. I didn't miss anything. I did what I normally do. But I did notice last night as we were approaching the end of the day that I was starting really to kind of wind down. Like, you know, I was really out of gas. And I did go to the store yesterday and buy some DayQuil. Because I thought, well, DayQuil is going to be better than NyQuil. Because NyQuil is knocking me out and causing a lot of problems. So I'm going to try the DayQuil. So you go to the store, and they have the DayQuil, and they have the NyQuil, and then they have the DayQuil and the NyQuil in the same container. Well, if you buy the DayQuil and the NyQuil separately, it costs more. So, of course, they sucker you in, and you buy the DayQuil and the NyQuil double container, which is probably how I got the NyQuil in the first place, to be honest with you. Because really, you can only take the NyQuil one time a day, at night. You shouldn't take that during the day if you're going to be up and around. So, yesterday, I started taking the DayQuil. It was probably in the afternoon, maybe 5 or 6 in the afternoon. I took 2 doses yesterday. And I thought I was feeling a little better. Maybe you fool yourself into believing you're feeling a little better, even though you really don't, because it's odd, because again, I still really have no symptoms. No cold, no sore throat, no headache, no nausea. I don't have any of that. Just kind of run down and kind of weak. Okay, so I take 2 doses of this yesterday, and I thought, okay, well, I'm feeling a little better, but then night comes, and you think, well, I don't want to take a dose of the DayQuil overnight, so I've got to take a dose of the NyQuil again. Well, again, it was after 10 o'clock. It was probably closer to 11 o'clock again last night. And I made the same mistake again. I took the NyQuil late in the evening when I had to be up early this morning. But here's what happened this time. This was a little different than the night before. What happened last night was, for some reason, I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning and was not really tired at all, but could not go back to sleep. Now, I'm not going to say that I really felt sick at 5 o'clock in the morning because I don't think I really did. I just felt kind of tired. Well, I really didn't feel tired. I wasn't tired. I didn't feel tired. I just felt awake 5 o'clock in the morning, and I thought, well, I took this NyQuil. This is kind of strange. But here's now what I believe was happening. I believe that because of taking this NyQuil, and because of being whatever stage of illness I'm in, I think I was drifting in and out of consciousness is what was happening. I think 2 nights of NyQuil and a day of DayQuil, I was kind of in and out, because I remember looking at the clock, and I remember it saying 5 o'clock, and then I remember looking at the clock, and I remember it saying something like 6:15, and I thought, well, I should probably get up, and then I waited a little longer. So that was my morning. I just kind of drifting in and out of consciousness, trying to get up. And then, of course, I had the same problem that I had yesterday morning when I finally did get up. I was slow and lethargic. A matter of fact, I sat on the end of the bed for like probably 10 minutes, just thinking, now, do I want to get up or do I not want to get up? And if I get up, what are going to be the consequences of this? And it was just one of those mornings. But I did get up. I did go take another dose of DayQuil. I did get in the shower. I did get dressed. I did get in the car and drive here. And again, I don't have a cold. I don't have a sore throat. I don't have a headache. I don't have any nausea. I just have like this feeling of being run down. Now, here's the weird thing this morning. When I walked in, we have a box of Kleenex in the lobby here of the radio station. Now, when I walked in this morning, for some reason, I grabbed a Kleenex. Now, why I did that, I really have no idea. Because I don't have a runny nose. Have not had a runny nose. I don't think I sound stuffed up. I'm not stuffed up. I can breathe through my nose completely. But I did grab a Kleenex this morning. So now, if you were to come in and see me, what you would see is somebody who is definitely in need of liquids, because that's one thing this thing has done. It dries you out. Now, I think it dries you out, number one, because you don't feel well, and you're supposed to take plenty of liquids when you're not feeling well. And number two, I think it dries you out because of the antihistamines in the medicine that you're taking. So my mouth, you know, kind of feels like cotton mouth if I talk for long enough. And why am I holding this Kleenex? I have no idea. Because I have not sneezed. I don't have any issues there. But for some reason, now I'm holding a Kleenex. Maybe that's psychosomatic of the whole problem here. But is anybody else out there dealing with anything like this, where they have no symptoms of anything else? Really, all they feel is kind of run down? Does anybody got this? Let me know, 740-383-9944. Because if you have it, I want to know what you should do for it. Because to be honest with you, this DayQuil, NyQuil run that I've been on, I don't think it's going to get it. I don't think that's going to get rid of this or get it done or do what needs to be done or whatever. And yesterday we had the conversation between what is a virus and what is a bacterial infection. Now, a virus you cannot get rid of, but a bacterial infection you can get rid of with antibiotics. Well, who knows? I'm not sure, because yesterday we discussed, is the flu a virus and a cold a bacterial infection? Is that the difference when it comes to the two? I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember, and I'm not sure. And at this point, if I gave you an answer, I'm not really sure it would be the right answer. Because you get a little foggy-brained when you don't feel at your top. You know what I'm talking about? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of a fish tank. Have you ever looked in a fish tank and you see the fish in there, and they're just kind of bobbing around in the water, and sometimes they'll kind of go sideways as they're looking outside the glass and that sort of thing. That's kind of how I feel today. I feel like I'm here. I feel like I made it in. I feel like I'm sitting down. But I feel kind of like that fish that's just kind of bobbing along there in the fish tank, kind of looking outside the glass to see if anything's going on. It's a strange morning. But you know what? We soldier on because that's what we do. I've been lucky, though, this year that I really have not gotten any of these horrible things that other people have told me they have gotten. You know, I've heard people with terrible stomach flus. I've heard people with terrible bacterial infections. I've heard people who had to go to the emergency room and do all kinds of things that were bad. The flu getting completely out of hand. People getting pneumonia this season, leaving them bedridden for 9 or 10 days. You know, there's been a lot that has happened this particular winter. But I don't know. I'm not really sure what this is. All I know is I wish it would clear up sometime soon. Because I keep waiting for the cold or sore throat or whatever to happen. But that doesn't seem to be happening. So I'm not really sure that's what it is. And see, here's the other thing. Maybe I'm just run down in general. Maybe I'm just out of energy. And taking this NyQuil on top of it is causing a bigger problem. Maybe that could be the issue. It's hard to tell. But I've had a run of bad luck here lately. I have this thing. And before this thing, I had that thing in my mouth that was awful. That took forever to get rid of. Now, thankfully, it's pretty well gone. But boy, that was painful. That was awful. That was no fun. And I'll tell you another thing. Getting up late in the morning is no fun. Now, I know that I will make it here on time each morning, but getting up late makes you nervous because you think you are not going to get here on time. And luckily, the last two mornings I have gotten here on time, but certainly no time to stop at McDonald's and get a drink. I didn't even look this morning. I knew I was running so late this morning. I knew there was no way that I should even look in the direction of McDonald's because there was no way, no matter what size the line, that I was going to make it here on time. An absolute impossibility this morning of me making it here on time if I was going to be stopping to get a drink. Now, let's see. Is there anything else interesting going on today? Oh, a lot of people are out voting today, I think. I think today's Super Tuesday here in Ohio. You know, there was some confusion on that yesterday, that Super Tuesday was coming later. Is today Super Tuesday? See, this is how out of it I am. I don't even know if today's Super Tuesday or not. I believe it is, where a whole bunch of states vote primary-wise. Okay, let's see here. Well, maybe it's not today. I don't know. Are there two Super Tuesdays? Does anybody know? I have not paid attention to any news lately. Now, see, it says Tuesday, March the 17th. Tuesday, March the 17th. So maybe that's Super Tuesday. But somebody recently said that it was this week. Who said that? I thought somebody had called in and said that Super Tuesday was going to be this week. But maybe not. I don't know. I didn't hear anything about it, so I'm going to guess that it's probably not today that I'm aware of. But it's hard to tell. Well, maybe it is Super Tuesday because... Okay, hold on. I'm getting all kinds of things here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
Super Tuesday is in 14 other states today. We vote here in Ohio the 17th.
Oh, we vote the 17th, but today is Super Tuesday.
Yeah, that's in the 14 other states.
Oh, okay, so today's 14 other states... And then,
that's the Super Tuesday.
But we don't vote till the 17th.
Right.
Oh, okay. So today is Super Tuesday.
Right.
All right. Well, hey, I thank you for setting me straight on that.
Yep.
Okay. Well, maybe that's where the confusion was. We don't vote in Ohio today. I thought we were part of Super Tuesday. Didn't Ohio used to be part of Super Tuesday? I thought we did. Or were. Apparently not. Well, 14 states will vote today. And this is Super Tuesday. But apparently Ohio is not part of Super Tuesday. Didn't we used to be part of Super Tuesday? I could have sworn that Ohio was part of the big Super Tuesday primary debates. That's strange. Because I thought, but you know they're changing everything now. So you never really know what's going on. I know South Carolina was Saturday, but I thought that Ohio voted on, there's two Super Tuesdays. Well, see, there you go. How can you have two Super Tuesdays? Super Tuesday 1 is where you get Texas and a whole bunch of other, 14 other states. And then there's Super Tuesday 2, where you get Ohio and Florida and states like that. Well, apparently there are two Super Tuesdays. Well, today's a big one, though. 14 states. I guess we'll see what happens tonight. Should be interesting. I don't know how you can call two different things Super Tuesday. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
You know, we're trying to figure that out the same day. You know, why are we trying to change? Everything is like everything in the world. Like, there's always like a special day for this, special day for that. You know, heck, pretty soon we're going to have a cousin's day. You know, we're going to have a brother's day. Or, you know, what are we going to stop all this? I don't understand this Super Tuesday crap. How can you have two Super Tuesdays?
I don't know. I thought there was only one Super Tuesday, but apparently there's two Super Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't make a glitch. Why would you have two Super Tuesdays?
I don't know. It's very confusing. I thought, because I know we're part of Super Tuesday, but apparently we're part of the second Super Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we have too much crap. I mean, we still, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's not fun anymore. I mean, we have more like, what's that, you know, the Black Friday special. You know, it's like, they have it all the time. It's like, okay, what's so special about it now? Or, you know, special pricing day. You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know. It's just ridiculous. Nothing's special anymore because it's like we have them all the time. You get what I'm getting at. I'm not making sense here.
Well, all I know is somebody told me today was Super Tuesday, and I thought, well, we must be voting because we vote on Super Tuesday.
No, not Ohio.
Yeah, but apparently that's not true because there are two Super Tuesdays, so I guess we vote on the 17th, which is Super Tuesday number 2.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, what? I don't get it. Cause that's kind of weird that you brought this up today because, you know, I have conversations about politics and stuff at work all the time because I like doing that because I like getting people's opinions and I like listening to them. It's amazing how many different people are into politics. I work at a call center. I work at different cultures and all that. And it's amazing how many different people have different opinions about everything. And you know, I like stirring things up. That's just the way I am.
Well,
there
are a lot of opinions out there.
Yeah, it's funny that you brought that up because I was talking about the Super Tuesday myself, and then I noticed there was two of them too. So I was like, why are we having, what's so special about them then? Why is it called Super Tuesday then we have two of them?
I don't know. I think it's just to confuse people at this point.
Yeah. So I thought it was a glitch. I heard you talking about this morning. I wanted to call in as well. Is this something? Is this like a glitch or something? Or are we just doing this? I just don't get it. Nothing's fun anymore because we have it more than once. Like, you know, like when Sears was open. What was that called? Superstore? What was that called? When Sears, they had them all the time. Family, Friends and Family. That's what that was called. Friends and Family Day. They had them all the time. It wasn't just like, what's so fun about it? Because they have them all the time. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, why are we having all this stuff all the time? Because it's not fun.
Too much of a good thing is not good. I say too much of a good thing is not good.
No, you got to have them once in a great while to get people out there. Because if you have them all the time, it's the same old boring stuff. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on in the world. I just know the world's going, you know, in a handbasket.
I don't know. I think to the general person, Super Tuesday probably does not mean a whole lot. But I don't understand. They talk about Super Tuesday, and you think, well, I'm in Ohio, and I'm supposed to vote on Super Tuesday. But now there are two Super Tuesdays. I don't know when that happened. How can you have two Super Tuesdays? Say this is Super Tuesday, and this is Super Tuesday.
Yeah, I didn't understand it either. When I heard you talk about that this morning, it's funny because again, I was talking about that yesterday at work, and I thought maybe it was just something that, you know, it's a glitch on the internet or something. And I heard you talking about this morning. I was like, you know what? I got to call in and give my opinion on it as well, because I think it's totally insane why we have two of them, because it doesn't make sense.
Well, I would think one would have to be more super than the other.
Right. I mean, we all know Ohio is the most important thing. Ohio is very important, and especially to come to election. We are. You know, especially voting a president in. We're one of the hot seats of the electoral votes and stuff that we use to vote the president in. We all know Ohio is one of those hot seats, states that usually determine part of the election of the president. But the Super Tuesday, it's just, it's insane. I don't know who comes up with these things.
I don't know. I would have thought today would have been the real Super Tuesday because it's 14 states. Now, the one Ohio votes in, I think there's only like 5 or 6 states that day, so I'm not sure why that's Super Tuesday.
Right. That's why I can't figure out either. And I was hoping you would have had an answer for that.
Well, I think it's just because we like ratings. We like ratings, so now we say everything's a Super Tuesday.
I know. Or Friends of Family Day, or this is a national. Have you noticed this too, Scott? Have you noticed this too? We have all these national days. Have you noticed it's National Donut Day? National, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know what the world's going to.
Well, there's like 5 or 6 things now on every day. If you get a calendar, every day has like 5 or 6 things going on. National Car Door Day, National Lock Day, National Poster Day.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have National Sean Day. That way I can give me gifts. That's why I'm going to turn it. It's going to be called National Sean Day. Sean C. Day. Me. If I have to send me gifts.
I don't understand. I just cannot.
I don't
really
know. You know, it's just it's crazy how the world is going. It's just going down the tube, I think. Because we're not making it any fun. We're having the same old stuff over and over. You don't do the same stuff over and over. You do it every so often to get people involved because they're being excited. They're being so good. You know, this comes once a year, not every week or every month or, you know, every 6 months. If you do it once a year, it doesn't make it any exciting if you do it all the time. It grows old, they say, you know?
Well, that's what I don't understand. I don't understand exactly what's going on there of why we've got to have these things all the time.
Yeah, I like to know who actually picks it. And then, did you see that Arnold, you know, the Arnold Festival? Now they're trying to do a protest or signatures to try to get it canceled. You know, that the ones coming, you know, that happens every year, the Arnold Schwarzenegger Festival.
Right.
Well, because of the China virus, the coronavirus, they are trying to get enough. So far, I think they have like some. I think they have like 3,000 to 4,000, 5,000 signatures, something like that. They're trying to get the governor to stop it from happening. Now, okay, so far they said there's no cases in Ohio. Now, why would they stop something that happens every year, or that only happens every year? Every year they do the Arnold Festival. And now they're trying to protest that to stop that from happening because of the coronavirus. Well, first of all, there's no cases that are confirmed in Ohio. I saw that already. Yes, there are some deaths in the United States. You know, sorry that happened. We don't know. I guess the president's trying to figure out how that got into the United States. But, I mean, it's probably somebody flew over to China that works over there or something. I don't know. But, you know, it's like, why are you trying to stop the good thing, you know, a festival, when there's no confirmed cases in Ohio?
Well, I don't know. I hear the Olympics is in trouble because it's supposed to happen in China. It might not happen.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't think that would happen. Especially going over to China right now. They should move it. The Olympics should happen, but it should go. They should move it. Can't they move it somewhere else?
Well, I don't know. They spend a lot of money building these stadiums and things so they can have the Olympics there. I don't know if they'd have the time to do it now.
Oh. Well, can't they use, they put the Olympics up all year round?
Well, usually once they choose the place they're going to have the Olympics, they spend the 4 years putting in the Olympic stadium and all the seating and the venues and all that. They come in like they did in Atlanta a few years ago.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's a toughie right there, because that's where the coronavirus actually started from. So if they until they get it quarantined or get it under control, I don't know if that's I don't think the attendance would be very 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 good at that time. So I don't think it'd be worth having it, probably. You know what I mean? Because it's a scare.
I don't know. It's interesting to me. Do you think people would picket it? I don't know if they would or not.
I mean, I wouldn't go to China. It's going to be a while until they get everything working. And if I had tickets, I think I would sell my tickets or whatever, but.
Well, it's a sad thing because the Olympics only comes around every 4 years, and these people train for this big day in their life. And, you know, 4 years, that can take it off your game. You know, you might not be as good as you were 4 years earlier.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't do it on purpose. It's just that, of the virus. I mean, I don't think the virus would die off that quick, right? I mean, there's nothing like right around the corner.
I don't know. I don't know if they could move it to one of the old Olympic parks or if they could do something to try to protect against it. I'm not sure what they're going to do, but I know there's a lot of money and there's a lot of television money and there's a lot of athletes that this is their big chance, and what do you do?
Absolutely. And did you see where the protest of the Corona beer juice got?
Well, you know, I think...
Mean, come on.
I think people have a sense of humor about this, because I think it's a serious thing, and if they you got to have some kind of sense of humor, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess as it says Corona on it, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if Corona beer is made over in China or not. Is it?
I don't know. I wonder how this got its name. Why is it called the coronavirus?
I don't know. How did it become SARS, too? Remember SARS scare? Remember? I guess this virus passed up SARS. So I don't know. And I just wonder how these diseases are being so big. I mean, I remember, you know, the biggest that we ever had in, what, the United States, wasn't it called the Black Plague or something in the United States?
We did have the... I remember when we had swine flu.
Yeah, with swine flu, yeah, that's right. Was that bigger than the Black Plague, or...?
No, I don't think it was bigger than the plague. But, you know, people who had the plague were buried here in Marion in the old Quarry Street Cemetery, and apparently you couldn't dig there because people had the plague. But I think the plague dies when you die. I think that was the problem. You know, people thought that the plague went on after you died, which is a little strange, because why would you still have the plague if you were dead?
Right. Well, I'm sure they probably didn't do an autopsy on him, because then it probably would have opened up the wound, and probably it would have went out in the airwaves, I guess. And they probably just buried him with the blood in him.
What a shot that would be to have the plague. I don't think I would like to have the plague. You know, knowing you're going to go downhill.
Yeah. And then, the coronavirus test. I'm like you. I'm interested who comes up with these names. Probably the same people that come up with the hurricane names. And
well, frankly, I think this was all started because of the hand sanitizers. I think that people use these hand sanitizers all the time, and they're scraping the oil out of their skin, and the body has no natural protection anymore against illness.
Oh, I see. Because the alcohol is making your hands so dry?
Well, it's just people use this stuff all the time for little things, and they don't realize that you are taking the natural chemicals out of your body that protect yourself against illness, and if you keep wiping them out, you're going to be more susceptible to illnesses. And
see what you're saying, because your body has its own defense.
It does have its own defense. Hand sanitizer was supposed to be used if, like, somebody walked up and they were coughing on you. Okay, well, you might take a squirt of hand sanitizer and use it. It's not supposed to be used every time you the light turned green.
I guess that's a good way to say it, I guess.
So I don't really understand that.
There is some people that overkill it. You're right. Now I have a big bottle of hand sanitizer. It's because I work at a call center, and there's always somebody coughing, and it goes over the wall. Because one cough can affect the auditorium. It's what I heard. I don't know how, I'm not a biologist, but, it's what I heard. I don't know how true that is, but I just going by what I heard, that's hearsay, but, so what I do is I have a big bottle of hand sanitizer. So I work in a call center. So when somebody coughs, or especially because the person beside me is sick and it goes over the wall, I try to use, or if I touch like the doorknobs of the restroom or whatever, I go back and I hand sanitize my hands or whatever. But I don't do it every 5 seconds. I mean, I just use it every the blue moon, I guess, whenever I take a dose. You know what I mean? I'm not one of those crazy, have to do it every 5 minutes, but I do use hand sanitizer because the environment that I work in.
Well, yeah, it's just an interesting thing because I see these people carrying around this Purell all the time.
Like a doctor, I can see why a doctor would, which is great. A doctor should use it because they're seeing different kind of patients with different kind of illness. That's great that the doctors. Use it. I don't blame the doctor carrying around, because a doctor should carry around, one of those bottles. But an average person I don't know exactly what's all in hand sanitizer. I know it's alcohol and probably a little bit of belly stuff or whatever it's called. I don't even know what's in it.
Well, I'm not sure what the general makeup is, but I know it's got a lot of alcohol in it, and it's got a lot of other preservatives that I think are trying to keep you safe, but, you're wiping also, when you're wiping away the illness that you're trying to wipe away, you're also wiping away your body's own defense mechanism.
Right.
It's just like people with these masks. These people got to stop wearing these masks, because the problem is that if you have... Okay, first of all, you can exchange germs by exchanging money, touching something somebody else has touched. You can do a whole lot of things to, transmit germs. Now, that mask is not going to help you. Now, if you're sick and you don't want to cough on somebody, I can see wearing the mask. But beyond that mask, that mask is not going to do you any good.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny that you said that because, you know, I just recently traveled to California. We had a little conversation about the mask. You know, because at the time when I went to California, they thought they had a case in California of the coronavirus. Well, come to find out, that was not true. You know, people would just talk and stuff like that, but that was not the case. It might have maybe they probably thought somebody was sick or had the flu or whatever. But anyway, on planes, you know, I saw a few people wearing those masks, and outside of the accommodation, we was having a conversation with my group, and it brings up a good point. So if you cough, or somebody, say you cough, and you put the mask back on, it's going to keep the germs right in that mask. So what's the difference? You know what I mean?
Well, it's very strange. It's a very strange phenomenon, is what I've noticed.
Yeah. So, or if, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the masks are supposed to be for. I guess to keep if you're beside somebody that is sick, keeps the germs from going in. But if it goes on your body anyway, you still have the germ, right? Unless you take a shower or something, so you're still going to have the germ.
Well, that's the thing, and I don't understand what the masks are supposed to do. And you know, for people who wear them, if it makes you feel better, I guess that's a good thing. But in the end, I really don't know what, in general, they're supposed to do.
Yeah. So I don't know. The masks are popular nowadays. A lot of people that walk around, especially when I was in California, I see that people walking around with their masks on.
Well, I'll tell you what I was shocked to see this morning was the tornadoes that went through Nashville last night.
I did not see that, really.
Oh, yeah.
Were they bad?
Well, here, yeah, the AP report this morning, tornadoes ripped across Tennessee early Tuesday, shredding at least 40 buildings and killing at least 7 people. One of the twisters caused severe damage in downtown Nashville.
Oh, wow, I have to talk to my brother. He lives in Nashville. I haven't talked to him. Of course, he's in Colorado right now. I got to find out how everything else is going on down that way.
Authorities pleaded with people to stay indoors at least until daybreak. It was a pretty nasty thing. And, you know, I was just there 9 days ago in downtown Nashville, and here a big tornado comes and shreds some buildings down there. You know, I can't imagine a tornado going through downtown Nashville like that.
No, I did not hear about that. Of course, so this happened last night, huh?
Well, early this morning, I guess.
Oh, early this morning. Okay. I'll have to get a hold of my brother to find out. And I got family down there, too, but they live on the outside of Nashville.
Well, it was just weird to get up this morning and see that, to see that there was that much damage in downtown Nashville, because downtown Nashville is where I spent the majority of my time when I was in Nashville last weekend.
Yeah, you was at the mall, the Opry Mall, and the Music Center, right? You was at the Music Center?
Well, yeah, but, you know, downtown where the Ryman Center is and all the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Broadway where all the restaurants and everything is, it's an awful thing to have happen to a town like that because they are so open at this point and they are so out there. To have a tornado rip through like that is very sad.
Yeah, I'll have to make some phone calls. I did not hear about that this morning.
Well, and also to have 40 buildings shredded like that and 7 people dead, that's a big tornado, or a big group of tornadoes, as they say.
Yeah. So it was 3 twisters, you said?
Well, I don't know. It just says tornadoes. Tornadoes ripped across Tennessee early Tuesday morning, shredding at least 40 buildings and killing at least 7 people. One of the twisters caused severe damage in downtown Nashville.
Well, hopefully all the families, sorry to hear all that. That's horrible. Anytime there's a disaster of tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, hopefully the technology we we're coming up with, we could actually, now I don't know about a twister, but I think a hurricane, we are doing a lot better with the hurricanes and earthquakes to keep the buildings from falling, but I don't know. I don't know about tornadoes. I don't know if we can. I don't know if any buildings can stand a tornado when they're through there like that.
Well, I think it's a stark change in the weather we had. I mean, last week we had temperatures that were, 15, 16, 17 degrees, and now this week we're up in the 50s.
Yeah, it's definitely Mother Nature is not very happy right now.
And that'll cause all kinds of trouble when it comes to tornadoes or anything that is directly related to the wind.
Absolutely.
So it's a very strange morning when it comes to that. But, the final result is that when a tornado or something like that happens, you have got to stay inside. You've got to do what the authorities say. They know what's best at that particular point, and don't try to ride it out if it's going to be that awful.
See, when I was younger, I always wanted to be one of the tornado chasers. On TV, chase the tornado to see how... I always wanted to get up close to one and stuff like that, but I think I kind of grew out of that phase now. I don't know if it's because I'm just not interested now, or if I don't know what it is, but yeah, I always wanted to be one of those, like, I used to watch on TV, say, oh, that'd be pretty cool to get up close to a tornado, but I guess I changed my mind. I haven't really thought about it lately.
Now, haven't you seen the movie Twister?
Yeah, I saw the movie Twister, and I've been on the ride Twister. They have down in Florida. I've been on the ride there and all that. They have it's called a Twister, and I think it was in I think it was called Universal Studios at the time. They had like a little ride there. You go in there, and it's supposed to be like the movie Twister, and that was pretty interesting. Yeah.
You certainly do not want to be in the center of a tornado.
Well, if you be in the center of this tornado, you'll be fine. Because it's calm in the middle. It's just hard to get inside the tornado. It's the problem. On the outside of the tornado is the danger. That's where the wind. So if you can get inside the wind, it's calm. It's just like the eye of the hurricane. If you get the eye of the hurricane, it's calm as it can be. But when it's on the outside, is the dangerous part.
Now, how do you get out of the center of the tornado without actually getting in the tornado?
it's pretty hard to get inside of a tornado. It's the problem. Because that's why it's called a twister. So chances are it'll blow you away before you can get in the middle of it.
So there's not much chance of being in the eye of the tornado?
Probably. Chances are, no. The movie Twister, you know how they got in the middle of it before? But that's just, yeah. I mean, if you ever watched the movie Twister, you can see he got in the middle of the tornado in the eye. It's not as powerful. It's not as dangerous in the middle of the tornado because the wind's on the outside. But everything, the problem is the inside is all the stuff going up in the air, like the dangerous stuff, because it sucks everything all up. And it throws everything. That's the dangerous part.
Well, all I know is luckily here in Marion, I was asking this last week. I don't think we've had a tornado in Marion that did any substantial damage in a long...
No, I think we just had funnel clouds. I think that's about it, really.
I mean, Cardington had their big tornado, I think, in the early 80s, but I think that's the closest it's really ever come to this area.
Yeah. So
that's good for us.
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, I hate to jump off here, but I have to head to the dugout today.
Yeah, you go right into the dugout.
Okay.
Well, have fun.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, 57 minutes past the hour on this Tuesday morning. Now, isn't that interesting, though, that tornado that ripped through Tennessee last night and got a piece of Nashville? I thought about that this morning when I saw that because I was just there 9 days ago, came back a week ago Sunday, and that community in downtown Nashville is a very close-knit, tight community down there. And to think that some of those buildings, those historic buildings, might have been at peril during this storm is awful. And it was strange because when we were down there, we were talking about the big flood that they had had. When I was at the Grand Ole Opry, we were talking about the flood that they had had a few years ago. So it's really interesting to see that this terrible tornado has happened in Nashville overnight. And some people are dead. 7 people, I think, right now, they have dead at this during this tornado, and parts of downtown Nashville in bad shape, and 40 buildings shredded. Not a happy time in Tennessee right now, I'm sure, for the people getting up this morning. But we hope that everything goes well for the people who are down there, and we hope that with luck, everything that was of great importance was saved, and they can rebuild and get on with their life fairly quickly. Hopefully the government will be able to do that and help them along the way, because Nashville is a great, great city. So it's, it's interesting. Timing is everything when it comes to something like that. You're tuned into WWGH Radio. Don't forget, coming up today, the Adam the Computer Guy Show, 2:10 to 3 p.m. right here on this station. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 until 6 p.m. Don't you dare go anywhere. Stay tuned to 107.1 FM. You're